This is Smart Tech, episode 1802, new robocall protection and other reasons I switched to T-Mobile. Hello, and welcome to this communication provider session of Smart Tech. I'm your host, Chuck Minear. I couldn't really think of anything more, you know, witty to say about this, but I was an AT&T customer for many, many years. And the main reason was is because I was an early adopter of the iPhone, and they were the only carrier for the iPhone, and I was grandfathered into the unlimited plan. And so I decided that I was going to stick with it, because when I went to other carriers, even though when you looked years ago at the area maps and the coverage, Verizon, in my area anyway, was far and away the largest provider, the most complete provider of cell service. And so I decided to stick with AT&T because I was using a lot of megabytes of data, and nobody really calls anybody anymore, do they? They just kind of text or use data. Anyway, there were many times I was tempted to move over because they had deals or whatever, but none of them were unlimited, and they were usually limited to like 2 gigabytes. And I typically used a little under that and sometimes a little over that. So I just didn't, you know, and AT&T, when I first got it, had rollover minutes, which meant I could take all of my minutes that I didn't use and roll them over to the next month. The problem is I never used them. I collected them for many, many years and had millions and millions of minutes for calls I never made. But it seemed like a good deal at the time. I think back then I was still, you know, actually calling people on the phone. In fact, I remember when texting first started, which shows how old I am, right? I thought, who would want to text somebody when you can, you know, you can email them, but you can call them and talk to them on the phone. It's much more human, and we should be talking to people. And now, of course, all I do is text people, including my father. So there you go. We don't even talk. We just text each other. So a while back, T-Mobile came out with these deals that were unlimited, two lines, and some other features for, including texting. I was paying for extra texting on the iPhone plan because texting wasn't originally included in my plan. So, I mean, it was like $5 a month, but it was still, I was paying extra for it. So it was all of the things that I had included, and including tethering, which I liked that idea. AT&T charged, I don't know, it was like $30 a month or something like that when they first started tethering, which is allowing your phone to become a hotspot and use other devices with it. So I decided that I was going to make the jump over to T-Mobile. I was going to try them, because when T-Mobile started in the area that I live, we basically had, you know, AT&T and Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile. Now we have a few other carriers, but those are the four biggies. The worst carrier in the area that I live in is Sprint. It has the worst coverage. It is the cheapest plan, but it's got the least amount of cell service. And so if you go off the beaten path anywhere and you have Sprint, forget it. T-Mobile was like that too. When it first came to my area, it was very poor in its coverage. And I was when I was thinking of switching over a few years ago, I thought, you know, I'm just not going to be able to get any signal where I am. AT&T and Verizon were fighting it out for the amount of coverage in the area I live. And they went back and forth, and now Verizon, it seems like AT&T's kind of stopped or is satisfied with their coverage. I don't know. It's grows very slowly, whereas Verizon is, in the United States anyway, the best coverage of any of the phone carriers. But Verizon was so much more expensive, and when I changed over, it did not have an unlimited plan. It had an unlimited plan at one point, and then it pulled the unlimited plan, and then T-Mobile started advertising their unlimited plan, and it was just a matter of time until Verizon said, oh, we're losing customers here, and they started offering an unlimited plan. But their plans are still much more expensive than T-Mobile. So I thought, well, I'll give it a try. I mean, the worst it can be is that I'll go back to one of the other carriers, and it would probably be Verizon at this point. So I went over to T-Mobile, and I did not have a great experience in the store. I have to say there's a lot of T-Mobile stores in the United States. I did not have a great experience in there, but they were able to change things over. There were things promised to me. You know, if I signed up as a business, they would give me a $500 credit per line. I thought, well, that's pretty good. That's like, you know, 5 months, you know, free telephone. Well, I never got that $500. Never, ever, ever. I got the other thing that they offered me. Never got the money. When I went in to the store, they act like they never heard of it. They gave me a number to call. They'd never heard of it. And so I don't know if the salesperson was just lying to me to get my business or what, but that made me kind of mad. But I wasn't really counting on it anyway, and I was already saving a lot of money with T-Mobile. I was spending like $135 a month on AT&T for two lines that had iPhones attached to them. And so, you know, it wasn't inexpensive. T-Mobile was offering me the same service, or a better service actually, for $99 a month, and they were going to give me three lines, okay? So an extra line thrown in there. And I don't really need the extra line, but I had an extra phone, so I thought, oh, you know, if something happens, I can have an extra line. And, you know, now that phone sits in the closet in my studio here, waiting to be used. So I like T-Mobile because they seem to be innovative, and I'm going to go through some pluses to T-Mobile why I changed over. Here's my advice to you. Go on our website, www.smarttech.tv, and if you go to the show notes for this show, I'll put a couple links in. One is I'll put in the links to the scam ID or scam block, which I'm going to talk about in a second, that T-Mobile has. But I'll also put in a link to a coverage map. And I think that's one of the main things you want to look at first before you decide to jump ship and go with a different carrier. You want to look at the coverage map and you want to compare it with its competitors and see whether the areas you travel to mostly are covered by service. Now, the one nice thing I like about T-Mobile is they will let you do some limited roaming without charging you extra. So if you're in an area where there's just no T-Mobile service, you will get service from other carriers. The problem is that if the T-Mobile service isn't totally non-existent, it's not going to kick into that other service. So what I mean is, let's say that you're driving away from a city and you've got one bar of T-Mobile and, you know, five bars of Verizon. No, it wouldn't work with Verizon, but because there are different bands. But let's say you have five bars of AT&T. If you totally lose the T-Mobile service, T-Mobile phone will kick into the AT&T service. And as long as you're not using AT&T all the time, because if you do too much of that sharing, then they'll tell you, hey, you know, we're not going to cover that anymore. But every once in a while to switch back and forth, they don't seem to have a problem with. But the problem is that if you look at the coverage map, the T-Mobile map is now better, in my opinion, than the AT&T map. T-Mobile has done a great job in the last few years of really ramping up their cell towers, apparently, according to the map. So go to the map and look. If you are in a heavily metropolitan area, like let's say Los Angeles, and you basically live in Los Angeles, you stay in Los Angeles, you never really go anywhere else but Los Angeles, then Sprint might work for you, being cheaper, because LA is pretty well covered by Sprint. But you get out into the mountains of Los Angeles, you'll totally lose Sprint. And so you really want to look. There are areas in Southern California, in looking at the map, that are only covered by Verizon, and that's it. Now, here's the trick. Verizon uses a different band a different system to communicate with its phones than does T-Mobile and AT&T. So even though on T-Mobile, if you have a free switch over to another network, if they're not covering you, it doesn't include Verizon because Verizon is using different radio bands, different processes to send signals to the tower. And so that's not going to do you much good. But T-Mobile does do a pretty good job. I haven't had too much to complain about them as of yet. So let me talk about real quickly about an article in 9to5Mac, because they go over this really well. T-Mobile, like I said, seems to have some innovation going on in the background there. And they have a new robocall protection to block scam calls. And I'd already seen this enabled to some extent on T-Mobile, but T-Mobile's taking it to the next step. So 9to5Mac says, and I'll put a link to this article on our website, smarttech.tv. As part of an industry-wide fight against robocalling, T-Mobile is introducing new technologies today to help consumers fight against phone call scams. Using patent-pending technology, T-Mobile is rolling out features that will integrate directly into the Un-carrier's network. No app to download, no settings to configure. You simply dial a number to enable the protection. Starting with Scam ID, T-Mobile customers are automatically notified when an incoming call they are receiving is most likely a scam. If customers want to take that fight one step further, they can enable Scam Block. This feature will prevent scam calls from being received entirely. Now, T-Mobile does warn that Scam Block may inadvertently block calls it shouldn't, but customers can disable Scam Block at any time. So right now on my phone, when I get a call that T-Mobile thinks is a scam or is a robocall, it just comes up and it says scam likely, and it has a phone number on it, and I know not to answer that. But I can have those totally blocked, because right now what I do is if it's somebody who calls me, like there's some robocalls every single day, you get them, right? And so I on my iPhone, I can enable a block call. I can make a list. There is a list on an iPhone, and you can say block this caller ID. It's a lot of it's hassle to do, and especially if the phone robocaller has a bank of numbers. So let's say that they have this number and they own, in the last four digits, they own, like, you know, 20 numbers. If one of them gets blocked, it'll just roll over to another phone number. And if they have 100 numbers, I would have to block all 100. So this feature would let me block everybody from a robocall place. Now, the problem with that also might be, and maybe there's a way around it, I'm not sure, but if you have a student in school and they have robocalls from the school, like if there's an emergency or something, you might get blocked from those. So you want to be careful about that. Blocking robocalls on iOS became easier because Apple in iOS 10 opened the ability for developers to integrate with the device's caller ID extension. So there's an app called Norobo and another one called RoboKiller, and they launched with in-app subscriptions that help automatically block spam callers. And the fight against robocalls and spammers is one that both Apple and Google are actively engaged in alongside the FCC. So the nice thing is if you have Android apps, those two apps that I said, they work really great, but they cost money each month. And if you're a T-Mobile customer, it's built into the system. Scam ID and Scam Block rolled out to T-Mobile One customers last year. And now there's more and more customers. Like I said, I already get Scam ID on mine. And we can automatically enable it or disable it by calling some numbers. So I will list these numbers if you're a T-Mobile customer. I will list these on our website. Just go to www.smarttech.tv and you can see that. Now, some of the other reasons that I switched over to T-Mobile. They offer you free in-flight texting. And if you're on GoGo Network, which is one of the major flight networks, in-flight networks, you get an hour of data for free. I said before, you get a mobile hotspot. It's at 3G speeds instead of 4G, but it works pretty well. So I have an iPad that is just Wi-Fi. So I enable wireless on my phone, and I can go over to my iPad, and I can get on the internet, and that is free. One of their new ones, which I don't have, but we'll see what I can do about it, is on their One plans, you get Netflix for free. So what's that? It's gone up from $9 to $11.95 a month. So that's $11.95 a month right there that you get for free if you want to use Netflix. They have deals for seniors. They have two lines. Everything that's on their T-Mobile One except the Netflix for $60 a month. So that's a great price. If you're 55 or over, then you can get two lines for $60 a month. And it has all the other features on it. So it's great, except for Netflix. They have the robocall protection, which we just talked about. And I like that their price is all inclusive. You know, you go on and beware of this when you start to compare plans. If you go on Verizon or AT&T and they say, you know, it's $99 a month or $89 a month for whatever it is. Remember, that does not include tax, and it does not include FCC fees and local fees and all the other fees that the government likes to charge you. So whenever T-Mobile advertises a price, it is all inclusive. That is what you're going to pay. So when they said to me, I get two lines and an extra line and unlimited use for $99 a month, I pay $99 a month, and that's all I pay. No extra. I also like the fact that you get free calls in Canada and Mexico. I always had to, when I went up north from where I am, I always had to turn my phone off because once I got a call in Canada, or if I went south, once I got a call in Mexico, I was paying through the nose for that. So T-Mobile includes Canada and Mexico on U.S. plans, which is great. And it includes data in most other places, which is like 140 countries. So we were planning on going. In fact, we did. We went to Europe. We went to Britain and to France this last summer. And I looked at AT&T and saw how much it was. And I wasn't really going to be making phone calls, but I wanted data. I wanted to be able to use map programs because we were going to hire a car. Now I'm all British. We were going to rent a car and drive around Britain for a while. And I wanted to be able to have my phone give me my maps, use Google Maps, which I'm really glad I did, by the way. And so in switching over to T-Mobile, I got all that for free. Now, the speed is not great in those 140 countries. They're only giving you a slower speed. But for things like Google Maps, or if you want to download a map, and use a program that uses downloaded maps, it's absolutely fine. Works great. Had no problem with it. Was able to, you know, get my email and check Facebook and all of those kind of things. And the calls, I believe, at least in Britain, were only 10 cents a minute. So even though that might seem like a lot, if I'm going to make a 10-minute call, then that's, you know, a buck. I can call these states for a dollar, you know, and if I needed to call a restaurant or whatever, and I'm in England, it wasn't like I was going to spend a whole bunch of money to do that. So I liked that deal. It fit the way I was going to use it. And the best part about it, you know, is that unlimited data, you never know how much data you're going to use. And I'll tell you what, once you start using it, and you use more and more of it. Many of the other carriers, when you get to between 5 and 10 gigabytes, their unlimited becomes unlimited but slow. So you're not getting 4G. You're getting maybe half of that, 2G. And they do what they call throttle you. They throttle your speed. T-Mobile will do the same thing, but their throttle limit is up near 50,000 gigabytes. 50,000 instead of 5,000 or 10,000. So if you're using 50,000 gigabytes, I don't know what you're doing. You're watching a lot of movies, I guess. They have a much more liberal policy. So once again, I'm not saying, well, you know, go to T-Mobile. This isn't an ad for T-Mobile. They're not paying me at T-Mobile. I just saw the article about the scam blocking, and I thought, you know, I'm going to share a personal story with you. In fact, most of the smart tech stories are personal, or they're with people who work with me, or in the same industry as I work in, because that's what I have experience with. So is everything with T-Mobile perfect? No. Like I said, their store people have no authority to do anything. They have to call these numbers. So when you call numbers on T-Mobile, when they give you numbers for help, what you find out, it's the same numbers that they give their stores to call. So they don't always get in front of the line. They don't always know what each other's talking about. And so when you have a problem, sometimes it's a little more confusing to get it solved. And I found that going just straight to T-Mobile is better than trying to go to the store and getting some personal help. That's one negative about it. I think their stores, a lot of their stores are poorly run. And when you go in there, they seem a bit chaotic. People don't really know who's helping who. And maybe that goes with that more young vibe of T-Mobile, and I don't know. But overall, it's probably one of the best values right now. So go to our website, www.smarttech.tv. Click on the coverage map if you're in the United States, because I think that that will tell you a lot of, give you a lot of information about where you live. And you can drill down with it and see, you know, is my area where I'm living and traveling to and spending a lot of time, is there coverage there? We really appreciate your listenership on Smart Tech. We'd also appreciate you going to our website and liking us on Facebook. There's a Facebook link over on the right. You can like us on Facebook. You can also like individual episodes, and we really appreciate you doing that. That drives traffic to our website. There's a Twitter link, there's a Facebook link, and there's other social media. And you can listen to Smart Tech. I mean, there's all kinds of ways. You can go on our website and just click on the player. Each episode has a player. Or you can go to one of our networks. We're on the Stitcher network. We're on Tech Podcasts and others. They're all listed on the website. But the easiest way, of course, is to click on iTunes and subscribe on iTunes. And we really, really appreciate it when you rate us on iTunes and put a little comment. That really helps us. Out of everything that you can do, probably number one is going to iTunes and clicking on a rating there. And the second one is liking our Facebook page. And if you want more in-depth smart tech knowledge, you can also sign up for our newsletter. And that's on the email list. And we do not sell or spam our emails. So just so you know, that's our pledge to you. So I hope you got something out of this. If it's not T-Mobile, it's always good once a year or so to look at your particular plan and to see if it's meeting your needs and if there's other things out there that might work better for you. Also, the other thing that I liked about T-Mobile that I didn't mention, but I'll mention it right now, is that T-Mobile does not require a contract. So if you don't buy a phone from them, you don't have to have a contract. You can just go in, start paying the monthly fee that's there. And they do require a credit check to do that, but they do not require you to sign up for a certain amount of time like the other carriers do, and usually a minimum of 2 years. So that's a great one. That's why I thought, well, I can try T-Mobile, and I'm leaving AT&T. It wasn't working for me. And I'll try T-Mobile, and if I don't like them, well, I can always go someplace else and, you know, get into a contract. So So anyway, that's it. Enough said. We'd love to hear your comments. Go on our website. Go on Facebook. Leave some comments. Which carrier do you like and why? And we'd really like to hear from our Canadian and European listeners. If you're in another country than the United States, then you also have your opinions and your reasons. And so going on there and putting some comments on our website would really help all of our listeners who don't necessarily live in the United States. I can speak for the United States because I'm in the United States, but I know there's other options, especially in Europe. There's a ton of options, and there might be something much, much better than T-Mobile. I don't know. So until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.